Chapter 2. Agro-food industry policy. Our eating habits have matured as the market economy has grown, and an increasing number of women have advanced into working society, which has promoted the development of the ready-made meal and dining out industries. As a result of this development, the agro-food industry was created as an industrial chain that starts from agriculture, followed by closely related processes such as the food manufacturing and distribution industries. Thus, this industry has functions associated with various industries. This chapter focuses on some of these functions and considers how they should be incorporated into agro-food policies. First of all, the agro-food industry functions to supply the human population with food, and this function is based on agriculture. Therefore, a sound understanding of this first function requires a thorough knowledge of agriculture, which is the start of the agro-food industry chain. This industry is involved in raising animals and growing plants to provide useful food for human consumption. These basic food items are inseparable from nature because they are living organisms. This means that agricultural production is significantly influenced by local natural conditions, including soil and climate. Characteristically, we cannot eat agricultural products and food if we are satiated, but they are essential for us to live. Because of this characteristic, they are said to be essentials, and a price reduction in these items does not result in a considerable increase in their consumption. Therefore, even a slight excess of their production over the demand causes a sharp decline in their price, always causing farmers to fall into a paradox known as Hosaku Bimbo. A good harvest results in the poverty of farmers. Another function of the agro-food industry is to use farmland to produce food and other useful materials suitable to the local environment. In addition, it provides ecosystem services that are dependent on land, including farmland and its surrounding forests. For example, carbon fixation, soil erosion control, genetic diversity sustainability, landscape preservation, and the triggering of cultural inspiration. Recently, these functions have been perceived as important. Due to the perceived importance of functions beyond food supply and the development of advanced technology such as ICT, IoT, and AI, the agro-food industry could become a business that collaborates with other industries. These functions of the agro-food industry are carried out through market mechanisms. However, if buyers greatly surpass sellers, undesirable results can occur, such as unfair discounts. In these cases, governmental intervention, policy, is required to sustain fair competitive conditions. Policies may also be needed if, for example, local residents are to design their own land and space, whereby they can accumulate industries and settle human resources through local collaborations between the agro-food industry and other industries. To make this possible, the government must enact legislation such as the Town and Country Planning Act in the UK.